أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح البعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, brothers and sisters in Islam, and my young friend, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fathul Bari is a commentary van Bukhari Sharif. And it is regarded as the best work on the most authentic collection of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The author of this commentary is Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi. He, being a great muhaddith and an expert in the field of hadith, has contributed enormously to this particular science of Islam, and he has compiled and authored many books on this subject. One small compilation of Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi is Al-Isti'dad Liyawmil Ma'ad, Preparation for the Life Hereafter. And in this small compilation, he has collected a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the statement of other Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa s-salam, of the Khulafai Rashideen, of the eminent companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he encourages the reader through these ahadith, through these statements of these pious people of the Ummah, to prepare for the life hereafter. It is a very beneficial book. He has quoted a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this book, The Preparation for the Hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Jibreel came to me and he said to me, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ish ma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun wa ahbib man shi'ta fa innaka mufariquhu wa amal ma shi'ta fa innaka majziyyun bihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jibreel came to me and he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ish ma shi'ta, live in this world for as long as you can. Try to live as much as you can. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to give you the opportunity to choose your own fate and own destiny, if you were to choose to live forever and ever, then you must remember that a time will definitely come when you will have to depart from this world. Ishmashi, try to live for as long as you want. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ, you must remember that one day you will have to depart from this world. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam is relating these three points from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the purpose is to convey this message through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to the ummah to come until the day of Qiyamah. So this message in reality is for me and you. Ishmashik, live for as long as you want. Try to stay in this world for as long as you want. If you are granted the life of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, whatever the case may be, فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ, the reality is one day you will have to depart from this world. يَا صَاحِبِي لَا تَغْتَرِ بِالْعُمِنْ فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالْمَعِيمُ يَزُولُ إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. O my companion, O my friend, do not deceive yourself because of the favors of this world. The luxuries that you are enjoying, the bounties that you are experiencing, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are drowned in, do not deceive yourself due to these bounties, these luxuries and these favors. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالْنَعِيمُ يَزُولُ, because either of two things will happen. Either you will depart leaving all the favors behind you, or the favors will leave you empty-handed. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ, this life is going to come to an end. وَالْنَعِيمُ يَزُولُ, and the favors are going to perish sooner or later. Sooner or later. The young man will not remain young forever. The healthy person will not remain healthy forever. The young will always become old. The healthy may become sick tomorrow. The wealthy may be the pauper of tomorrow. And the one living today may depart very soon from this world. Ya sahibi la tafsarid bitana'um, do not deceive yourself. Do not deceive yourself. You must keep this in your mind at all times that you are here to live. You are not here to live forever. You are here to live from here. And when you will depart, nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ وَالْنَعِيمُ يَزُولُ إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً, when you carry the janaza of somebody in the qabrastan, in the graveyard, then do not think to yourself that he is going. Tell yourself, convince yourself, counsel yourself and make yourself believe. فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ, that sooner or later you will follow him. Sooner or later you will follow him. You will definitely follow him into this graveyard. If not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, the day after, if not this week, next week, if not this year, next year. ma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. This is the first advice, that we must keep into our minds at all times. Anything that comes into this world comes only to return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When somebody departs from this world, it is masnoon to say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are constantly reminded that he had come to return, he has returned. But he is not the only one who is returning. We will also return. Inna lillahi, we all belong to Allah. The one who has returned belongs to Allah. Those who have not yet returned also belong to Allah. He has returned, we will soon follow him. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة كم صحيح رأيت من غير سقم ذهبت نفسه الصحيحة فلتة. Some commentators of hadith have attributed this couplet to Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى. Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى says, اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع. In your leisure time, in this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, during these valuable moments that you have at your hand, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perform good deeds, perform salat, perform ruku and sujood, recite the Quran, abstain from every evil, and try your utmost to come nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة. It may be that your death arrives suddenly without any warning. Death does not discriminate between young and old, between male and female, between a Muslim and non-Muslim. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When the hour, when the time, when the moment arrives, then the angel will out his task and you will have to return to your Creator. اِخْتَنِمْ فِي الْفَرَاجِ فَضْلَ رُكُوعٍ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ مَوْتُكَ بَغْدَةً. Utilize your leisure time before you become busy, and utilize your youth before you become old. Utilize your health before you become sick. Utilize your wealth before you become poor. And make the most out of your life before you depart from this world. Kam sahihin ra'aytu min ghayri sukmin. I have seen many healthy people who never complained of any sickness. ذَهَبَتْ نَفْسُهُ السَّحِيحَةُ فَلْتَةً. They went to sleep at night and could not wake up in the morning. We must remember death frequently, my friends. This is the instruction of the one who loved us most dearly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who loved us most dearly. Our respected Imam Sahib recited Surah Al-Duha in the first rak'ah of Isha Salah. وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses when, for some reason, wahi and revelation was stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a number of days. And somebody from the mushrikeen and from the kuffar said, Inna Muhammadan qad wadda'ahu rabbuhu. Every day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Salatu was Salam to arrive with revelation, but no revelation. Imagine that connection being disconnected between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was experiencing a lot of anxiety. And he could not wait for that moment when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam arrived with revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was wisdom, there was hikmah, there was reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped revelation for a few days. When a non-believer said, Inna Muhammadan qad wadda'ahu rabbuhu, that the Rabb and the Lord of Muhammad has said goodbye to Muhammad. Revelation is not going to come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Haram Sharif. He prostrated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Oh Allah, I can tolerate everything. But if somebody says, You have forsaken me, this is beyond my toleration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ Your Rabb has not forsaken you. Your Rabb loves you very dearly. Your Rabb loves you the most. And He will grant you favors over favors. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى Your coming day will be better than today. And the day after will be better than tomorrow. The favor that He will grant you now will be better than the favor He has granted you before. And the favor He will grant you in the future will be better than the favor that He is granting you now. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى And He will continue granting you favors until you are totally satisfied. Until you say to your Rabb that, Oh Rabb, I am fully satisfied, I am happy, I don't need any more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was observed and seen by his companions with a lot of happiness on this particular day. When these verses were revealed, he was seen to be very, very happy. And the complexion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very beautiful. So whenever he used to be happy, his face used to shine. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, إِذَا سُرَّ إِسْتَنَارَ وَجْهُهُ كَأَنَّهُ قِتْعَةُ قَمَرْ Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be happy, then his face used to shine as if it is a piece of moon. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْ آفَاكِ شَمْسٌ فَشَمْسِي خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَائِ وَشَمْسُ السَّمَائِ تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ وَشَمْسِي تَطْلُعُ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ Aisha radiyallahu anha says that there are two suns. لَنَا شَمْسٌ One is our sun, which is shining in Madina Munawwara. وَلِلْ عَفَاقِ شَمْسُ And there is another sun that is shining in the sky. وَشَمْسِ خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَائِ And our sun, the one shining in Madina Munawwara, is far more better than the sun that is shining in the sky. She further elaborates on this point and she says, فَشَمْسُ السَّمَائِ تَتْلُعُ بَعْدَ فَجْرٍ The sun of the heavens and the sky enlightens the whole world after it has already become light. After the Fajr Salat, before the rising of the sun, when you leave the masjid and when you go outside, the darkness has already gone. So it enlightens the world after it has already been enlightened by the Creator. But my sun, فَشَمْسِ تَتْلُعُ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ His face is so bright that when he enters my room after Isha Salat in the darkness, then he enlightens my room through his smile. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beautiful in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the most handsome in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsana an-nasi wajha. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in narrate that he was the most handsome in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ مِثْلَهُ لَا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ قَتْتُ. Whenever somebody would describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would come to this conclusion that my eyes have not seen anything like him, neither before him nor after him. One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya bunayya, law ra'aytahu ra'ayta shamsa tali'atan. When sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by a tabi'i, can you describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for me? The sahabi radiyallahu anhu said, law ra'aytahu, O my son, if you had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming towards you, ra'ayta shamsa tali'atan, you would have felt as if the sun is rising from the horizon. So Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that whenever he used to be happy, it was as if his face is a piece of moon. So the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in noticed the happiness on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they asked him, why are you so much happy today? Why do we see you in such happiness today? So he said, I am happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solved the problem of my ummah. A few moments ago he was in grief, he was in anxiety because revelation was not descending upon him. There was that disconnection between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that should have been the greatest happiness. And he should have said, I am very, very happy because Jibreel had come today. And the connection has restarted. The he has commenced again. But he did not say that. He said, I am very, very happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has solved the problem of my ummah. O Messenger of Allah, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved the problem of your ummah through these verses? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise to me, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْفِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. I will continue granting you ni'mats and favors until you say to me that, O Allah, enough, I am satisfied. And on the day of Qiyamah, I will not become satisfied until each and every follower of mine is not granted maghfirah and granted entry into Jannah. Such a love this great being had for us, for me and you. Whenever he gives us an instruction, without any hesitation, we must accept that instruction. We must follow that instruction, because that instruction is full of wisdom. It is full of love. It is full of affection. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not want to see anything but goodness for us. He does not want to see anything but our success. He does not want to see anything but our progress. He does not want to see anything but our success in this world and the hereafter. He says in a hadith, Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala narrates this hadith in his book of tafsir, that anything that was going to benefit my ummah until the day of Qiyamah, I have explained to them. And anything that was going to harm my ummah until the day of Qiyamah, I have made it very clear to them. In a short span of 23 years, he has explained everything to the ummah that was going to be beneficial for them until the day of Qiyamah. And he has explained everything to the ummah that was going to be harmful for them until the day of Qiyamah. So that the ummah may abstain from those things that will cause them harm, and the ummah will accept what will bring benefit to them in this world and the hereafter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one full of affection for the ummah, has instructed the ummah to remember death frequently. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember frequently the one that is your desire. The one that brings your nafs under control. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. The clever is he who controls his desires and prepares for the life hereafter. So the one who is able to control the desires will be able to prepare for the life after death. And one who prepares for the life after death will become successful in the hereafter. So the key to success in the hereafter is preparation for death. And the key to preparation for death is to control our desires. And what will control our desires? Remembrance of death frequently. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed the ummah to remember death frequently. Nowadays, friends, we do not want to listen to anybody talking about death. We don't want to know anything about death. When we begin to hear anything about death, then we feel unhappy. Why is he spoiling our good day? Why is he spoiling this gathering? Why is he talking about death? Why is he talking about death? Whereas death is our gift. Tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut. The gift of the believer is maut. Because it is through the door of death that we will enter Jannah. It is through the door of death that we will meet our Creator. Al-mautu jasrun yusilul habiba ilal habib. Death is a pool. Death is a bridge. And it is only through this bridge that the lover will meet the beloved. The only way to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through death. A mu'min should be loving death. A mu'min should be looking forward to death. A mu'min should be looking forward to meet his Creator through death. So, Ishma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. Live in this world for as long as you want, but you must remember that one day you will depart from this world. Always keep this in your mind. That one day we will depart from this world. Those people who remember death frequently will always make preparation for the death. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that a group of companions came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, O Messenger of Allah, man akyasun nas wa man ahwatun nas, who is the most clever person and who is the most precocious of the people? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَإِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَكْيَاسُ النَّاسِ. Those people who remember death frequently and those people who prepare for death frequently, these are the clever people. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَبِكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. They have acquired the nobility of this world. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا. They have acquired the nobility of this world, wabi karamati al-akhirah, and the honor of the hereafter. Those people who remember death, those people who prepare for death, will be granted honor in this world and the hereafter. So this is the first point that we need to remember. Ish ma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. We may live for as long as we want. We may live for as long as we want. But eventually, friends, we will have to depart from this world. Second point, وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. You love whomsoever you wish, but one day you will depart from him. Love whomsoever you wish. If you wish, love somebody in the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you wish, then love somebody to fulfill your carnal desires and bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love whomsoever you wish. You may love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you want to. You may love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the choice in this world. Love whomsoever you wish. It is your choice. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love your wife, love your parents, love your children, love your teacher, love your neighbor, love your Muslim brother, love your uncles, love pious people, love the sahaba, love the awliya, love whomsoever you wish in whatever manner, with whatever intention you wish. But you must remember that one day you will depart from this person who you are loving. Either he will leave you or you will have to leave him. Either your friendship will stay until the last breath, and you will die or he will die. Or it will not last until the last breath, and you will depart from each other in this very world. And you will experience lot of grief, lot of pain. Because any friendship that is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring destruction in this world and the hereafter. Only that friendship is beneficial in this world and the hereafter that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving each other, being affection to each other, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very rewarding act. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِ. Where are those people who used to love each other only for my sake? Where are those people who used to love each other only to please me? الْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ فِي ذِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلِّي. Today I will grant them shade under my throne when there is no shade except the shade of my throne. Where are those people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has narrated an incident of the people of the past. A person left his hometown to go to another town to visit a friend of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel in human form to meet him on the path. And he said, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Where are you going, my brother? He said, I am going to see my brother who lives in this town, Urido, akhalli fi hadhihi al-qariya. So the angel said, هَلْ لَكَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا. Are you indebted to him in any way so that you are going to repay him for that ihsan and for that favor that he has done to you? So he said, no, that is not the case. Are you in need of anything that you are going to him? So he said, no. So why are you going? غَيْرَ أَنِّي أُحِبُّهُ لِلَّهِ. He said, the only motive of my going to that town to meet him is because I love him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my only motive. There is no other motive. So the angel said, I am an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me with a message for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my servant, I love you just as you love your Muslim brother. It is a very rewarding act to love each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be affectionate to each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْ. Love whomsoever you wish. Love somebody remaining within the limits of Sharia. Love somebody not remaining within the limits of Sharia. It is up to you. But you must remember that one day you will have to depart from that person. And if you love somebody for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that friendship will bring benefit in this world and the hereafter. And if you do not love somebody for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for worldly gain, for your own interest, or it is an unlawful love, it is a love which is not permissible in Islam, which is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will bring destruction not only in the hereafter, but also in this very world. Also in this very world. The true friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only worthy of friendship. He is the only worthy of friendship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's best friend was Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And sacrificed everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said before departing from this world, مَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَنَا يُدٌ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كَافَيْنَا مَا خَلَى أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا يَدًا يُقِئُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is not a single person to whom I am indebted. I have repaid every person for his favor except for Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr has so many favors upon me that I cannot repay him. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr will be the recipient. Only Allah will be able to repay Abu Bakr for his favors upon me. Inna amanna an-nasi alayya fi suhbatihi wa malihi Abu Bakr. The one who I am indebted to the most in his company, in his wealth, is Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Despite this friendship, despite this great affection from Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا فِي النَّاسِ خَلِيلًا لَتَّخَسْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. If I was to make somebody a friend, I would have made Abu Bakr as a friend. But the true friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is my true friend. And in the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the light of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abu Bakr is also my friend. Umar is also my friend. And Ali is also my friend. And Uthman is also my friend. Bilal is also my friend. Suhail is also my friend. And the whole ummah is my friend. Whole ummah is my friend. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّا لَوَدِدْنَا أَنَّا رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish I was able to see my brother. I wish I was able to see my brother. So the sahaba ikram rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain said, Ya Rasulullah, alasna ikhwanak? Are we not your brothers? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, antum ashabi. You are my companions, you are not my brothers. My brothers are those people who will come into this world after my departure. And despite not seeing me, will accept iman in me and believe in me. They are my brothers. So friends, what we need to remember is that when we make friendship, we must understand that Allah is the only true friend. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the light of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the light of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we love our wife, if we love our brother, if we love our husband, if we love our parents, if we love our children, only because Allah has instructed us to do so, and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is also included in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very rewarding act. But any love for our personal gain, for our own interest, for worldly gains, will be a means of questioning on the day of Qiyamah. And if it is totally out of the boundary, and if it is an unlawful love, then it will bring destruction in this world and the hereafter. It will bring destruction in this world and the hereafter. A person came to Shaykh Shibli rahimahullah ta'ala, and he said, Hazrat, I have destroyed myself. I am perished. Make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me away from this world. Why? What is the matter? What is the problem? No, Hazrat, nobody can solve my problem. Nobody can solve my problem. Just make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me away from this world. Friends, that person who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never reach this stage where he wants to take his life. One who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always see a ray of hope in every problem. In every miserable condition, he will be able to see a ray of hope. And that ray of hope is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those people who are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who find friends and who feel that he is a solution to my problems, then they will fall in the ditch of problems. They will want to take their lives. They will become depressed. They will become the victims of anxiety. They will not feel like eating. They will not feel like drinking. They will not be able to sleep. They will not enjoy this worldly life through even remaining within the boundary of Sharia. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them for their evil doings in this world. So this person came and he said, Hazrat, just make dua for me that Allah take me away from this world. Allah take me away from this world. Why? What's the problem? Tell me what the problem is. There may be a solution. There is a solution to every problem. So he said, Hazrat, I had a friend, a very dear friend. We were bosom friends. And our friendship lasted for many, many years. And I never expected him to leave me. But it has happened. He has left me without any apparent reason that I know of, and now he is not prepared to reconciliate, and I cannot live a single moment without him. I continually remember him. He does not want to come back to me. Now I cannot live in this condition. So Hazrat said, let me show you a cure. When this heart is filled with somebody's love, and that person leaves you, then it leaves you in a lot of anxiety. The cure is you must remove his love from your heart. And the easiest way of removing somebody's love is to make friendship with somebody else. instill his love in your heart, and this second love will push out the first love. This is the easiest way. So he said, Hazrat, after this experience, you are advising me to make somebody else a friend, so that the same thing may happen after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. So Hazrat said, no, I will find a friend for you who will never leave you. And I will find a friend for you whom, if you betray, and after betraying you go to him again, he will immediately reconcile you. And I will find a friend for you whom, if you betray for months and months, and over again, and after 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, 1000 times, you go back to him and say, I am sorry, I want to become your friend again, he will accept you as a friend again. He said, Hazrat, who is this friend? Show me. Hazrat said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you as your friend, and he will never leave you. There is no possibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala betraying anybody, my friend. Despite all his power, despite all his authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not betray anybody. And if somebody betrays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he turns his face away from him and he returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts him as his friend again. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person commits a sin, by committing a sin, he breaks friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala temporarily. He turns his face away. And then he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and he says, Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, forgive me my sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, my servant has committed a sin, but at least he knows that I am his friend and I am forgiving. I am forgiving, he knows I am friend. Bear witness that I have forgiven him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. After a few days, he is overcome by nafs, by shaitan, because of the mahol and the environment he resides in, and he commits the same sin again, or another sin. After a while, he is regretful. He goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and he says, Oh Allah, you are my friend, I am your friend. I know you are forgiving, forgive my sin. I will not commit this sin again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same thing again. Oh my angels, my servant knows that I am his friend. And my servant knows that I forgive sins. Bear witness that I have forgiven his sin. And this continues throughout his life. This continues. As long as when he is asking for forgiveness, he is regretful and he is sure that he is not going to commit the sin again. He makes a firm resolution. And if overcome by nafs, he commits a sin again, and he repents, he can do this 100,000 times, million times, Allah will continue to forgive you. When a person repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is as if he has not committed that sin. Even the angels who had recorded that sin will forget. There will be nobody on the day of Qiyamah who will remember that sin. So he is our true friend. Let us make friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best method of making friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Number one, Iman. And number two, Taqwa. This is friendship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require tahajjud. To be friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need for awabin, there is no need for chash, there is no need for ishraq, there is no need for 1000 times tasbih daily. The only thing that is required is abstinence from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladheena amanu, those people who accept iman, wa kanu yattaqoon, and they do not disobey him. They do not disobey him. The eyes do not commit sins. The ears do not commit sins. The tongue will not commit sin. The mind will not think evil. The feet will not walk towards evil. The hands will not grab anything that is evil. They will not do anything evil. And anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory, they carry out. As far as the ishraq is concerned, awwabin is concerned, chash is concerned, these are ibadat, optional ibadat, which strengthens a person's heart so that his heart is strong enough to abstain from sins. So there is lot of benefit and his status is elevated. But to make friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all you require, iman. As soon as a person accepts iman, then he reaches the first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Vilayat-e-Amma, the general and common friendship. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. And thereafter, when he takes the second step, that means he abstains from every sin. And as soon as a sin is committed, because sin will definitely be committed, kullu bani adam khata'un wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun, every human will commit sin. So we are all sinners, but who is the best of us? Those people who repent immediately. This is the important point. We will all commit sins, we will all make mistakes, some more, some less. It is like when we put on our new clothes or wash clothes on the day of Eid or on Friday, then we are 100% sure that after 2 days, after 3 days, after 5 days, after 7 days, these clothes are going to become dirty. But despite knowing that these clothes are going to become dirty, we never make the intention of dirtying the clothes. And we try our utmost to keep these clothes clean. And once they become dirty, then we do not say to ourselves that now that they have become dirty, let me dirty them more. We take it out immediately, wash them with soap and make sure that they become clean. Similarly, we know that we are going to make mistakes, we know that we are going to commit sins, but despite knowing, we will try our utmost to abstain from sins. And as soon as we commit a mistake and we dirty our heart, then we will not dirty it more, but rather using the soap of istighfar and tawbah, we will clean our heart immediately. So friends, we must try our utmost to come nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as we make friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not grieve, no, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. And there will be no fear upon them, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. So this is the second point. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شَيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. We have in our lives experienced friends, that we have so many friends that we loved very dearly. And we thought who would never leave us, but they left us. And they left us without any apparent reason. Till today we cannot explain why they left us, but they left us without any apparent reason. And if they will not leave us until we breathe our last, or they breathe their last, that time will come when we will have to separate from each other. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will only be resurrected together. And we will only support each other if we had taqwa in this world. Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Every friend will become the enemy of the other on the day of Qiyamah, except for those people who had friendship based on taqwa. Their friendship was based on taqwa. They loved each other and they had friendship with each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second point we need to remember. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شَيْءٍ. Love whomsoever you want. Be friend whomsoever you want. فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. But a day will come when you will have to separate from him. The third point. وَعْمَلْ مَا شَيْءٍ. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this authority. Allah does not stop us immediately. Why did you do this? He does not question. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah has given this authority as well. If you want to accept iman. If you want to remain in kufr, it is up to you. Allah does not question, why did you perform Fajr Salat? Where were you in Zuhar Salat? This world is Darul Amal, not Darul Hisab. It is not Darul Jaza. This is Darul Amal. This is the place where we perform our amal, where we perform our deeds. Darul Hisab will come once we go into the other world. That is Darul Jaza. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay us for our good and where He will punish us for our evil. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. An atom of good that we will do in this world, we will see it in the hereafter. And an atom of evil that we will commit in this world, we will see it in the hereafter. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth our book of deeds. And He will say, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our book of deeds in front of us and He will say, Iqra kitabak, read your own life, read your biography. Iqra kitabak, read your biography. From the time you became baligh, from the time you became responsible for your amal and for your deeds, until you breathed your last, Iqra kitabak. No one has to take your account. Kafa bi nafsikal yawma alayka hasiba. You are enough to take your own account. Read. This person will begin to read. And he will remember everything. Each and everything is recorded there. Each and everything is recorded there. Ma yalfizu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Wa inna alaykum lahafidina kiramun katibin. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Everything is recorded in there. He will be surprised. He will read everything. And he will say, Ma li hadhal kitab. This book is so strange. Ma li hadhal kitab. What is wrong? What is this book? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. It has recorded each and every major and minor item. Everything is there. Wa wajadu ma amilu hadira. And they will find everything that they had done in the world written in that book. Everything will be there. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala, a very close associate of Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi nawwarallahu marqadahu, says that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to say to us, after opening up our book of deeds in front of us and after we studying our life, if He was to say to us that you are doomed to the fire of hell, now there is only one way of saving yourself from this situation, and that is, let your wife, your children, your students, your close friends see your life. Let them see who you were. Let them see your true picture. Let them see the whole life from the time you were baligh until you passed away. You were very pious whilst in the masjid. You were a saint when you were talking to people. But what were you doing behind closed doors? What were you doing in the darkness of the night? What thoughts were you hiding inside when you were talking to people? When you were showing your affection, when you were showing your love to somebody, what thoughts were you hiding within yourself at that moment? Let them read. Let your wife know what your life is. Let your children know. Let your friends know. If you let them read your life, then I will save you from the fire of Jahannam and grant you entry into Jannah. Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala says that our life will be full of such evils that we will prefer to go in the fire of hell, but we will not want anybody to see that life. Everything is recorded. Wa'amal ma'ashi. Do whatever you want to do in this world, but remember that you will be questioned for it on the day of Qiyamah. La tazulu qadama ibn Adam yawm al qiyamati hatta yusala an khams an umurihi fima afna wa an shababihi fima abla. Where did you spend your life? Where did you spend your youth? وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. Where did you earn, from where did you earn your wealth? Where did you spend your wealth? وَعَمَّ عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمْ. And how much did you practice on what you knew? Each and everything will be questioned for my friend. Each and يَعْلَمَ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what we are viewing, what we are gazing at. The friends who are walking with us are not aware what we are looking at. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. Not only is He aware of what we are gazing at, He is fully aware of what our hearts and minds are thinking. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whether you disclose something or whether you expose something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you regarding every matter on the day of Qiyamah. So these are the three things we need to keep in our minds. Number one, Ishma shikta fa innaka mayyitun. Live in this world for as long as you want. But remember, one day you will have to depart from this world. And your real life is the life hereafter. Kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb aw aabiru sabeel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that stay in this world as if you are a traveler or a wayfarer. When we are traveling, when we are on the cafe, when we are at the airport, when we are at the bus station, how much do we spend? How much do we buy? Only that is enough for that particular place. We do not buy furniture when we are at the airport. We do not buy curtains and wallpapers when we are at the airport. Because that is not our permanent abode. That is temporary state. Similarly, this is our temporary state. Our permanent abode is in the life hereafter. And that life is everlasting. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that if the space between the earth and the heavens was to be filled with pebbles, and a bird was to come and pick one pebble and take it away, and that bird was not to return until after 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, that bird returns again and takes another pebble away. And it would return after another 1,000 years and takes a third pebble away. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that a time will come when these pebbles will come to an end, but the life hereafter will not come to an end. وَمَا مَتَعُوا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. We are bartering this great life of the hereafter for the paltry benefits of this world, my friend. Is it intelligence? Is it intellect? That life, and what is this life? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah, kam labistum fil ardi adada sinin, for how long did you stay in the world? We ourselves will say, labisna yawman aw ba'da yawmin fas'alil adin. Oh Allah, we spent one day or half a day in the world. Half a day, one day. We are sacrificing the life hereafter for this one day and half a day. The everlasting life, everlasting life, everlasting favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together the people of Jannah, and He will say, I have granted you so many things, but ask me for more, ask me for more. So they will say, oh Allah, you have granted us so many things, what more do we want? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, there is a special favor that I have not granted you yet. So ask for it, think about it. They will think and they will say, oh Allah, basically you have granted us everything. There is nothing more that we require. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِ فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I promise you that I will remain happy with you forever and ever, and I will never become unhappy with you. Imagine, friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us that I will never become unhappy with you, I will always remain happy with you. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together the people of Jannah, and He will say, ask for more, there is still a very great favor which I have not granted you. So the people will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, Alam tudkhilna al-Jannah, have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam tunajjana minan nar, have you not saved us from the fire of hell? Alam tubayyiz wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Alam kaza, have you not granted us this? Have you not granted us this? Have you not granted us this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes, I have granted you everything, but there is still one more favor that is left. فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil between we and Him, and we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our very own eyes. Imagine, friends, those eyes which look at non-mahram ladies, which spend hours on TV and video, how will these eyes be able to view Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah on the day of Qiyamah? With these dirty eyes, how will we be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So remember, friends, وَعَمَلْ مَا شِئْ. Do whatever you want to. You have the authority at this precise moment. فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌّ بِهِ. You will have to repay for anything that you do in the hereafter. Once you are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may say Subhanallah millions of times. It will not sing the Ma'awka in Nakba. Raise his hands and ask for him in this very word. But after the first one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn to him. Allah will not turn to him. So let us make a firm resolution. This world is going away from us. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ.
Everything that is in this world is nothing but test and trial. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good for us. And how can we acquire these ni'mats that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Through taqwa, through abstaining from disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through taqwa we will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in this world and in the hereafter. In this world and the hereafter. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. Tum nahi hasil, if you are not mine, if I cannot acquire you, kuch hasil nahi, then I have acquired nothing. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. If I cannot acquire you, then I have acquired nothing. Tum huye hasil, to sab hasil huye. If I can acquire you, then I have acquired everything. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. To ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine and the heavens are mine. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today, we will come nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will adopt taqwa. We will abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will abstain from every company that will lead us towards this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will keep away from every environment that will take us towards disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If overcome by environment, overcome by friendship, overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, we commit a sin, we will immediately repent. And we will make sure that we remember death, we prepare for the life after death. And we will make sure that we befriend only those people who are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will make sure that we perform only good deeds so that we are repaid through Jannah. And we will not commit any evil deed so that we are saved from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow His command. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out those actions which bring His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from every action that brings His displeasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering, make it a means of hidayat for all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.